Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Because the jobs are out there. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you are having a fabulous Tuesday so far. We've got some beautiful blue sky out there, and there's always hope on the horizon. Yeah, there always is. 884-9910. Love to hear from you today if you've got a concern or a question. We've been talking quite a bit about unemployment. People are having a tough time. People are getting laid off now from, or they have been actually, getting furloughed and from positions that they thought were essential because companies are downsizing. But as one company downsizes, other companies are opening doors because things are changing. Delivery is pretty much, I don't think we're going to lose a whole lot of delivery jobs once this is all said and done. I don't think we're going to lose a whole lot of online positions once this is all said and done. Now, fast food jobs, I think it's going to be a real eye-opener as more employers, more companies look to automating. Automation systems for certain jobs can just slide right in. You're not going to be seeing a whole lot of those $10, $12, $13 an hour jobs, $9 an hour jobs. Because this was already where the $15 minimum wage was pushing us. With what's going on, we're just going to see a little faster. 884-9910, the number to call in, Monica at 991fmtalk.com, the place to write in for your emails. And 991fmtalk.com online. You can hear the podcasts, and you can answer the poll question. Today's poll question, should interstate borders be closed to all but supply chain vehicles? Should interstate borders be closed to all but supply chain vehicles? What are your thoughts on that? Yes, no, other, put in your own opinion there. I think that's going to be our poll question for tomorrow, too, because I really want to know what you think about this. Should we have shut off that border between Nevada and California? Rhode Island did it. They made the call, said, you know what? We need to protect the people of our state. Is that a good call? Yesterday's poll question, with the volatility of the stock market in recent weeks, are you worried about having money for your retirement? 62% said no. 38% of those polling said yes. Think about all the things that we can now better prepare ourselves for. What are you going to have stocked at your home? Are you going to put more money in for retirement? Into more safer investments? What are you going to do? I have this that I want to share with you that is very disappointing. Very disappointing. Once again, we rely on the government to take care of us. Handle handle it, take care of it, whatever. Let me just live my life. And we've let it get out of control because of special interests and money. Lobbyist. This comes from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, as we are trying to shut down travel and the spread of COVID-19. Just going to read you this one paragraph, and then you can go look up the rest for yourself. In the latest move to pander to powerful agricultural interests, the government waived COVID-19 health and safety regulations in order to rush even more low-wage foreign workers to the fields. Citing the concerns of agricultural interests, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced that most H-2 guest workers would now receive visas without in-person interviews or health screenings, for the sole reason of ushering them into the country faster. This comes as the government continues to bar some travel from overseas in an effort to combat the virus spread. But agricultural interests apparently override these bans. That's pretty disheartening. Because if you don't have somebody applying for this in person and taking a health screening, how do you even know that person is going to work in the fields? And again, how do you know with so many people unemployed that want to work that those are jobs that Americans won't do? Just a thought. 884-9910, it's your station. Let's go to the phone lines and talk about something different. Ed's on the line right now and wants to talk about pot in public. Hey, Ed, thanks for the call.
Sorry to bother you, Monica. Very happy to hear your voice back on the radio.
I am happy to hear your voice calling in. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, just a brief issue. I get kind of frustrated. I go into a building, and a public building, and somebody's smoking pot in the bathroom. They're smoking outside, wherever they're, grocery stores, laundromats. I get people want to have their THC to relax, and I understand their daily need, which to me is an addiction because I'm an addiction counselor, but be that as it may, it's just as irritating when somebody's smoking cigarettes in a building or outside the front of the, right by the door. Those people who vape inside the building with their smelly vapes, it's just as disturbing. But, you know, who wants to walk into a bathroom and smell skunk butt dope? I mean, it's getting irritating.
Well,
I get that it's legal in the state of Nevada. I already got all that.
But it's also a health hazard to the reason why smoking was banned in certain areas. You know, for the people who have breathing issues, I mean, we're already talking about COVID-19 and weakened lungs.
One of them. I have COPD.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, if there's a sign up that says no smoking, no smoking in this area, no smoking in the bathroom, that
people don't
even
respect that.
Even at times like this, it needs to be enforced. You know,
yeah, but people don't respect that.
Well,
that's what I'm finding. It doesn't matter whether the signs are up or not. People who are inconsiderate and selfish and only think about themselves.
Unfortunately, Ed, we live in a society now that we see that more and more every day for any reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nobody opens doors anymore. Nobody says excuse me anymore when you're bumped into.
I agree.
Well, pot smokers, I never really looked at that as too respectful anything, especially if your, you know, mind is kind of gone. So, Ed, is Ed still with us? Because I did have a question for Ed. I want to ask your opinion,
here.
Ed. when you're an addiction counselor, what happens in times like this where people are confined to their homes or, you know, self-distancing and all that? What happens to people with addictions, and what should family members be watching out for to help make sure they don't slide back into old habits?
Simply increased use right now, because dispensaries were freed to be essential service. You're looking at the frequency of use and the volume of use, and the inability to stop using becomes an issue for a lot of folks. Right now, some of the patients I do telehealth with talk about the boredom, and the boredom is what gets them many people who have chemical use problems, whether you're talking about alcohol, marijuana, or what have you, even gambling addictions. That boredom turns to a trigger for some folks. Actually, I should say for a lot of the folks that I work with, that seems to be the primary issue for them. They don't have or don't go to do other things to occupy their mind, their hands, something to move them away from, whether it's using relaxation skills, mindfulness skills, yoga, exercise at home, video health exercises on YouTube. And there are loads of those. But that tends to be the big problem, is the boredom for a lot of folks that can only do so much for some. Then I have met many people who have nothing but TV. That's all they do, is their interest is, their hobby is TV or video games. Nothing else, no reading, no planting, no sewing, no knitting, no model building, no anything.
See, I was wondering if that is a suggestion for people who are finding themselves in that boredom. Is that a good suggestion, is to move into something like knitting that keeps your mind and your hands occupied, and you have something to show for it in the end?
Right. Anything that you can do to distract your mind tends to remove people off of whatever it is they're concerned about, especially when it comes to anxiety and boredom. And so for some people, mindfulness or meditation doesn't work. They're not able to just sit still and be with themselves and breathe and focus on their breathing. Other folks need something more tangible. They need something more physical, more active.
Yeah, boy, I sure do. I know I've gained 10 pounds from the bored eating that I'm doing, which, you know, is another chemical dependence for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's no doubt it. But there are folks who really need to do something, even in my practice, and I'm quite sure in my fellow practitioners' business that they do. Trying to get folks to do other things than the limited amount of things they lend themselves to do. And it gets a little scary for some people. You know, will I fail? I failed before. That's not a negative. That becomes a negative reinforcer for some folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the willingness to say, okay, so I failed, but at least I'm trying something different.
Yeah.
Some people can't do that. They have a problem with doing that. And that's that might be one of the major reasons why they're in the therapy they're in, or going to the chemicals. Because how many people that you know started using chemicals, and some of the clients I've seen, started using chemicals at 8 and 9 years old?
Yeah.
They grew up with parents or family members around them using whatever chemical it was. That became their primary environment. And their way to learn how to cope and be with the world and problem solve is, as they say in that TV show, Arrested Development. They don't get to grow up. They don't get to mature. They don't get to problem solve and be in the world without using some mind-altering chemical, whatever that might be.
Yeah, escaping and coping.
You bet.
They fall into the same.
I mean, sure, anything to release the dopamine and the oxytocin, hormone, the feel-good cuddle hormone. You know, I believe I heard it not on a YouTube, but I think it was Tucker Carlson tonight. What a a social scientist was talking about increasing the amount of contact. We're a very contact-related people. We need validation. We need to be recognized somehow, some way, whether it's your partner stroking your hair or getting a massage. Mm-hmm. Because if we go back into an early general psychology class, even a sociology class, there were babies in adoption institutions in these large hospitals in the 30s and the 40s where babies were suffering from marasmus. They were suffering from failure to thrive because they weren't being picked up and held while they were nursing them. Their bottle was just propped. We need contact. That's an important part of our very nature. It's core to us.
Ed, actually, I have to let you go. I'm going to stop on that note. And before I tell you, this is killing me because I'm a hugger and this social distancing is just not working for me. So, Ed, thank you so much for calling and talking us through that. I appreciate it. We'll be back after this with more of your calls, your concerns, whatever, coming up on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today and so many concerns going on. It's more than just people losing their jobs and businesses shutting down or creating different opportunities for people or even themselves to stay open. I mean, I hear about bars and restaurants all the time. But what about the salons out there? What about the independent contractors that the hairstylists, the nail people, the lash people? I'm falling apart. My paint and body work is... It's a good thing I don't have to go out in public. Let's just say that. Yeah, and we're not streaming Facebook Live. But, you know, I learned how to do a lot of stuff. I think it's funny that celebrities are trying to cut their own hair. I had a video of Pink the other day on Instagram. That was hysterical. But how many gray roots are going to start coming out? And I'm not just talking about women out there. I'm talking about men, too. You need to learn how to trim your own toenails and color your own hair, and just in case something like this happens. But I do color my own hair, so I guess I'll always look youthful. That gray just gets to me. But what is concerning me the most is how we treat each other. It's a real eye-opener. On one side, we have people hoarding stupid things like hand sanitizer and toilet paper that even if you put hand sanitizer on for, you know, 50 times a day for an entire year, you still wouldn't go through it all. And yet critical supplies, food and water and things like that are still left on the shelves. It's just, it's amazing how the mind turns when people have been put into panic mode. Something that is going to free your mind is to help others. Seriously. You can safe distance and you can still help others. Food banks worried about the shortages. Because people aren't donating. Well, guess what? People aren't donating because right now there are a lot of questions. People are unsure. So they're going to stop donating to things. There are a couple of donations that are critical, though. And that is food and housing. So whatever you can do for the food bank, whatever you can do for whatever programs that are helping people through, pay their rent. They're out there. And this has me really concerned. This is an email I received from William. Friends of mine living in a motel in South Tahoe were told to be out by Thursday, even though both are of age to worry about catching this virus. She has breathing trouble, and they have nowhere to go. So this may be their death sentence. How can they justify this? I'll make sure their children file wrongful death lawsuits if anything happens to them. Your view on this, please. I'm going to give that some thought. And I want you to give it some thought as well. And we'll be back after this Fox News update and share our opinions at 884-9910. But right now, let's get the update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and what a day. Look at that blue sky. It's gorgeous outside. Actually, a little bit on the warming side. Just keep spitting out the snow every once in a while. I know this is your live and local FM talk show, and you can talk about anything you want, but there are some things nationally that you're not going to really hear. But you might find them on Facebook, social media, because, and sometimes you won't, because it makes liberals look bad. And so they hide this stuff, so you can't find it. So I did want to bring you this, and you can find it at the Western Journal, which is westernjournal.com if you want to read it fully. This was put out yesterday. Oh, it's the last day of March, do you believe it? Hospital executive. This is a former operative for Hillary Clinton. She was the vice president for external affairs at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center in New York, in Buffalo, actually. And she was fired after a series of social media posts. She was trashing Trump supporters. And this is why she was fired. And there's been this whole back and forth. You know, why was she fired? You know, you can think whatever you want, but when you start putting it out on social media, then you're fair game. Another woman was involved in the exchange. She's also part of development for, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Hampton Ward Medical Research Institute. So these people are in important positions. Trump supporters need to pledge to give up their ventilators for someone else and not go to the hospital. I think they should be the only ones in packed churches on Sunday. They should barricade themselves in there and ride it out. And this just keeps going back and forth. That is literally what he's saying. Take your wow and comprehend what your hero is saying. Your hero is saying you don't need a ventilator, so don't take one. Also, don't cash your stimulus check. It's all a hoax. Chew on some ibuprofen and be on with your day. Wow. That's how the left works. I don't see a lot of people on the right doing this. People on the right come together and try to encourage people and say, we'll get through this. But the left, well, as in all other things, they hope in the end you just don't exist. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Winston this morning. Hi, Winston. Happy Tuesday. Did I lose Winston?
That sounds like it.
I lost Winston. Winston wanted to talk about churches being open. I see no problem with churches being opened, as long as you practice social distancing, and as long as pews are wiped down, any surface that is touched or touchable is wiped down. But we all have our faith, whatever form. Wherever two or more are gathered in my name, I will be there. Some churches are open, some churches are closed. But it's just a location. Churches, some of them, if they're technologically savvy, they're doing live services on Facebook. They're doing live inspiration on Facebook. You don't necessarily have to have that physical location. Call your pastor. Call your parishioners. Talk one-on-one, praise his name, and pray. Everything changes every day. You cannot focus on, I mean, even a newsman, Jeff Manasso, said this in the first hour. Turn off the news. Look for inspiration in other places. It's going to be hard for a lot of people. For people who are unemployed, for people who are already struggling. And that's where we share and we come together. Even if it's a stupid roll of toilet paper. Because some people panicked. Panic creates even bigger problems. I live my life by the basic saying of everything happens for a reason. If he takes me and brings me home because of the coronavirus, so be it. That doesn't mean I'm not going to stop living my life. We just do it in different ways. We do it online. We do it on the phone. We do it in conference calls. Zoom has been, I didn't even hear, I've never even heard of Zoom except for about a year ago. My tutor for the internet, a web page, started me on Zoom so we could communicate because he traveled. I love it. And they're expanding their services and the way they operate to help people. I mean, even the city is trying to get it going so they can use it for city council meetings. You should check it out for yourself. Churches should check it out. Youth groups should check it out. It's an easy way to social distance right now. But if you feel that that building is what gives you the strength, maybe you should have a more in-depth conversation with your pastor. Because it's not about the physical location. It's about what's in your heart. People die every day. People have been robbed since this all started. People have lost their homes to fire. Our firemen are still out there doing their job? We have to make it easier for them. And just keep living. Find something that makes you happy, whether it be reading a book, whether it be singing, dancing. Even if you can't sing or dance to save your life, do it if it makes you feel good. Because there are bigger things that you need to be worried about than the coronavirus. Anything could happen at any moment of the day. People still have strokes. People still have heart attacks. People are still, and now even more so, eating horribly. Did you ever stop to think and look at the fact that restaurant business is down, carryout business is down, and restaurants are suffering because we don't eat healthy and we don't cook our own meals? How can that? How can we change that? How can we take advantage of these things and start eating meals with our kids? Start teaching them how to cook healthy meals. How is it for the businesses out there, that the small businesses that have ground to a halt? Rebecca, please call in and share that. Just got a text from Rebecca. We are going to find, from this crisis that we are going through, we are going to find solutions to the next one. And I hope you're keeping notes. And who's doing what? Because we will have another one. I can guarantee it. I would guarantee on my life that we are going to see this again. How are you going to be prepared for the next one? What are you going to learn from this one? That's going to be our topic for tomorrow. Please, take something away from this. Not just the fears. There are still going to be people out there scamming you. You're going to be getting phone calls that I'm working with this group to save lives from the coronavirus. Can you donate? You're going to be getting calls from Medicaid saying, we need your social security number and your personal information because your check is being held up. Because there are evil, despicable people in this world. This is a growing process for you. You should be learning how to trust people. You should be learning how to not trust people and take care of you and your family. You should be learning who you can rely on and who you can't. And you should be looking and watching every single politician as to what they're saying and how they're spending your money and who they're giving it to and who they didn't think about. Like the small business people that can't apply for unemployment, that can't apply for business loans because they have no way to pay them back. Because once their businesses start up again, they're just going to start up again. It's not going to be this huge abundance of money that they can grow from. says a lot about a country when a disaster like this happens, and it says even more about the people. Let's look to each other instead of running away from each other. Doesn't matter what your political party is. Not in the real world of you and I working together and talking together. It's those politicians in Washington that have created all these messes, regulations, all the burdens that they've put on people. We need to stop blaming each other and start blaming and holding the people accountable who keep saying that they have all the answers and that they will protect you. Because they ain't doing it. It's up to you and me. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk shows. Talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910. FM News Talk, 99.1.
Speak out and speak up. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we wrap up the show. Want to wrap it up with a text and an email. So let's do this. From Rebecca, hey girl, ask your listeners, is Sisolak, if Sisolak has approved the pandemic unemployment assistance under the Federal CARES Act to provide money to sole proprietors, independent contractors, etc. Why hasn't he approved it yet for Nevada? It sure would help with the small business owners whose businesses have ground to a halt and can't qualify for normal unemployment. Well, I hate to point fingers, Rebecca. Goodness knows I hate to call people out on things. But did you know that the majority of independent contractors and small business owners are Republicans? Could that be a reason? Could that be a reason he's not too concerned about getting that through as quickly as possible? It's just a thought. Because we've already seen Congress go through and try to make Republicans suffer as much as possible. There goes that working together. I say that as a Republican working with other Democrats as the people, not politicians. Because they don't let a crisis go to waste. Got an email from John at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Monica, I liked your words on faith today. As a local pastor, I totally agree. I often say that the building is only important to us in so much that it serves us in the local community. Because the church is not a building. Our church hosts a food pantry on Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. for people who have needs. We can serve about 150 families. Don't go to church. Be the church. John, thank you. That was beautiful. That was exactly what I wanted to say. Be that faith. Be that help to others. And if you are looking for extra help, look to your church. Look to them for a food pantry as well. No one knows you better than the people that you worship with. This is not a time to be proud. One of those people that, oh, I can take care of myself. Sometimes we all need a little help. It's not a handout. It's just a helping hand. Through this time that we will get through. If there's anything that I want you to take away from this show and from anything is the words of a dear man to me, Paul Thole. This too shall pass. Have a beautiful day. Go out and get some of that vitamin D. Go out and enjoy the sunshine at some point, even if it's just in your own backyard. Just take a chair out and sit, look up at the sky, and enjoy the sunshine and the warmth. I'll be back with you tomorrow. I want to know what you're learning from this and what you're taking away from it on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.